Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I need a roadside assistance. My car won't start.
Okay. Did you contact your insurance company? Or do you have a different policy number?
I called my insurance company. I have the same policy number, but I'm actually looking on my declaration page right now, and it says I have $60 for roadside assistance. And
okay.
My policy number.
Is it the same as the 06-8602-1300?
It's 06-8602-1300. And then in the back, and then it says 3-00090. I don't know if that's part of it.
You said 30090?
It's the auto policy number, and then where it says page 1 of 3, it says 3-00, it has 3-00090. And I'm looking at the declaration page right now. It's telling me that I have roadside.
Yes, ma'am. Again, yes. Well, I was the agent you spoke with earlier, and like I stated, I wish I could take your word for it. But when you call your insurance company, you have to have them on the line in order for us to verify that insurance. If we continue, you would have to pay an out-of-pocket expense because our computer is not registering that you have roadside. I can't just take your word for it.
What address does it show up on my name? Does it even show up that I have insurance?
Because we're not your insurance company. We're just roadside. We work in tandem, which means that we work with your insurance company to provide you roadside. Any information that we need to see, you have to give it to us. So with you giving us your policy number, we'll pull up your information and if you are covered for roadside, because we don't have it already. And the information that you're giving me is not pulling up your roadside, which is why I suggested for you to call your insurance company and have them on the line while you call us so that we can verify that you do have roadside so that we can continue with an out-of-pocket.
But I called them, but they're still closed is what I'm saying, and I need to get to work. How about you said my VIN number. I gave you my VIN number. Does that even show up that my car doesn't even show up with the VIN number?
We're not your insurance company, man. We're just dispatchers. No information comes up unless you provide it to us. So if I put in your VIN number, your zip code, your policy number, the 30 number you just gave me, you said that was on the back of your declaration. I've used your first and your last name. I used every piece of information that I can possibly use that will possibly bring up your policy, and it's not bringing it up. So, again, I suggested for you to call your insurance company, which is your claims department. Your claims department is always open because in case you're in an emergency, you have to call them.
My claims department is, I'm calling and I'm getting you. I'm trying to call my claims department and I keep getting this number, so I don't know what's going on. Because I am calling my claims department.
Maybe the prompts that we're not your claims department. You can't file a claim with us.
All right. Well, I'm gonna call them again.